The Old Testament reading of Scripture, and this week it comes from the book of Amos. Amos was a prophet, and we don't look at the book of Amos very often, but I think we should, because Amos was a prophet to Israel, which was the northern kingdom, and he's speaking out very bluntly and straightforward against those who exploit and ignore the poor. Now, the people in the northern kingdom, after they split, they think they're still a religious nation, but Amos points out their hypocrisy. So let's look, chapter 3, verses 1 through 14, New Living Translation. Listen to this message that the Lord has spoken against you. O people of Israel and Judah, the entire family I rescued from Egypt. From among all their families on earth, I chose you alone. That's why I must punish you for all of your sins. Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Does a lion ever roar in a thicket without first finding a victim? Does a young lion growl in its den without first catching its prey? Does a bird ever get caught in a trap that has no bait? Does a trap ever spring shut when there's nothing there to catch? When the war trumpet blares, shouldn't the people be alarmed when disaster comes to a city? Isn't it because the Lord planned it? But always, first of all, I warn you through my servants and my prophets. I, the sovereign Lord, had now done this. The lion has roared. Tremble in fear. The sovereign Lord has spoken. I dare not refuse to proclaim his message. Announce to the leaders of Philia and Egypt, and take your seats now on the hills around Samaria, and witness the scandalous spectacle of all of Israel's crimes. My people have forgotten what it means to do right, says the Lord. Their fortress is filled with wealth, taken by theft and violence. Therefore, says the sovereign Lord, an enemy is coming, and he will surround them and shatter their defenses. Then he will plunder all their fortress. This is why the Lord said, a shepherd who tries to rescue a sheep from a lion's mouth will recover only two legs and a piece of the ear. So it'll be when the Israelites in Samaria are rescued with only a broken chair and a tattered pillow. Now listen to this and announce it throughout of all of Israel, says the Lord. The God Almighty, on that very day I will punish Israel for its sins, and I will destroy the pagan altars at Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground, and I will destroy the beautiful homes of the wealthy, their winter mansions and their summer houses too, all of their palaces filled with ivory. I, the Lord, have spoken. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understand the message from the prophet Amos.